Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. And as we come before you on this evening, once again, we want to say God bless you, 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 and you. For this truly is a day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in the name of Jesus and be glad in it. Once again, praise God. We want to thank God for you joining us on this evening. As we've come in contact, God has a message for you. As we continue reading the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, currently we're in 2 Kings chapter 19. And as we continue reading the Word of God, we're reading the Word of God through its entirety in the name of Jesus. And we thank God once again for this opportunity to do so. First, we want to give God praise, honor, and glory for who he is and all of what he's done. And then we want to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And then we also would like to acknowledge those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, or anywhere in which you're able to hear the Word of God through Blog Talk Ministry at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. We truly thank God today for Lady Diane brought forth a powerful message on last night, words of encouragement. Praise God through the Word of God. And we thank God for her commitment as coming forth on last night, bringing that message. And you can hear that through our archives in the name of Jesus. If you'd like to call in, the number is 516-387-1255. And if you'd like to make a comment, you can press 1 to get in queue at the end of the show. We can pray for you as well. Once again, we want to thank you for joining us. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you on this evening, Lord God, we pause for that moment just to say thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace that brought forth upon us to forgive us of our sins and not letting us go in the midst of our wrongs and the troubles. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing. And we thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary that allow us to come before you on this day to acknowledge you as being our Lord of Lords and our King of Kings. We thank you in Jesus' name. Praying for each family represented on today. Bless their finances, bless their jobs, bless their homes, bless their children, husbands, and wives. We thank you, God, for the mothers and fathers in Jesus' name. As we all give you praise, honor, and glory, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Once again, we come forth to read the Word, and then we're coming forth on today out of the 2 Kings chapter 19. In the name of Jesus, please, thank you. Let us read 2 Kings chapter 19. And it came to pass, when King Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord. And he set Eliakim, which was over the household, and Shebna, the scribe, and the elders of the spirit of the priests covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. And they stood unto him. Thus said Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and of rebuke and blasphemy, for the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It may be the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rebshka, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to reproach and living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore, lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, And Isaiah said unto them, thus shall ye say to your master, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, with which the servant of the king of Assyria hath blasphemed. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor, and shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. So Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warning against Lebanon, and he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. And when he heard saying that Terekah, king of Ethiopia, behold, he is come out to fight against thee, he sent messengers again unto Hezekiah, saying, thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, let not thy God in whom thou trustest deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the king of Assyria had done to all lands by destroying them utterly, and shall thou be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed, as Gazan and Haran and the Rezeph of the children of Eden, which were in Telashia? Where is the king of Hamath, and the king of Arpad, and the king of the city of Sephram, of Hena and Iva? And Hezekiah received the letter of the land of the messenger and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord, God of Israel, which dwelleth between the cherubim, and art the God, even thou alone, and all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thy ear and hear, open, Lord, thine eyes and see and hear the words of the Sennacherib, which hath sent him to reproach the living God. Of the truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands. And he had cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of man's hand, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord our God, I beseech thee, save thou as us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. Then Isaiah, the son of Amos, sent to Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. This is the word of the Lord has spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, has despised thee. The Lord thee laughed to scorn it. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head at thee. Who has thou reproached and blasphemed, and against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel? By the messengers thou hast reproached the law, and hast said with the multitude of my chariots, I am come up to the height of the mountain, to the size of Lebanon, and will cut down the tall cedar trees thereof, and the choice fir trees thereof. I will enter into the lodges of his borders, and into the forest of his Carmel. I have digged and drunk strange waters, and with the sole of my feet have I dried up all the rivers of besieged places. Hast thou not heard long ago how I have done it, and an ancient thing that I have found it, have I brought it to pass, that thou shouldest be to lay waste fences into ruins heaps? Therefore, their inhabitants were of small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field, and as the green herd, as the grass of the housetops, and as corn blasted before the grown-up. But I know thy abode, and thy going out, and thy coming in, and thy rage against me, because thy rage against me and thy tumult is come up into my ears. Therefore, I will put my hook in thy nose, and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way by which thou comest, and this shall be a sign unto thee. Ye shall eat these, yea, such things as grow of themselves, and in the second year that which springeth of the same, and in the third year sow ye, and reap, and plant vineyards, and eat the fruits thereof. And the raiment that is escaped of the house of Judah shall yet again take root downward, and bow fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a raiment, and they that escape out of the Mount Zion, the seal of the Lord of hosts, shall do this. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come unto the city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it by the way that he came. By the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. And it came to pass that that night the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt in Nineveh. And it came to pass that he was worshipped in the house of Nasrach, his god, that Arb Abimelech and Scherzer, his son, smote him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Armenia. And Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his stead. Chapter 20. In those days, Hezekiah, sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, for Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, and the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Turn again, and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, The God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer, and I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, Take a lump of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, What shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and what I shall go up into the house of the Lord the third day? And Isaiah said, This sign shalt thou give of the Lord, that the Lord will do thing that he hath spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, It is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. Nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord and said, He brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the dial of Aten. And that time, Borodach Beladan, the son of Beladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah. For he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah hearkened unto him, a shadow, and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the pieces, spices and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor, and all that was found in his treasure. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto the king Hezekiah, and said unto him, What said these men? And from whence come they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, They come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said,
What have they seen in thine house?
Gaia answered,
all the things that are in my house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them.
And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah,
hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers had laid upon the store unto this day shall be carried unto Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the place of the king of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah unto Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. And he said, is it good, not good, if peace and truth be in my days? And the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and all his might, and how he made a pool and a conduit and brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Isaiah? And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and Manasseh, his son, reigned in his stead. We'll be right back after this.
This song for God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. Get a witness in here. Mercy kept me. Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? So I'm here today.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He kept me and I wouldn't let go. Praise God. We had to take a break for just a quick second, but we're returning back to continue with the reading of God's word out of 2 Kings chapter 21. Praise God. Let us read. 2 Kings chapter 21. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hephzibah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, after the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. For he built up again the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed. And he reared up altars for Baal and made a grove, as he did Ahab, king of Israel, and worshiped all the hosts of heaven and served them. And he built altars in the house of the Lord, which the Lord said, in Jerusalem will I put my name. And he built altars for all the hosts of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he made his sons pass through the fire and observe times in his enchantments, and dealt with familiars and wizards, and wrought much wickedness in the sight of the Lord, and provoked him to anger. And he set a graven image of the grove that he had made in the house, of which the Lord said to David and to Solomon his son, in his house and in Jerusalem, which I had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. Neither will I make the feet of Israel move any more out of the land which I give their fathers, only if they will observe to do according to all that I have commanded them, and according to all the new of the law that my servant Moses commanded them. But they hearkened it not, and Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than did the nations whom the Lord destroyed before the children of Israel. And the Lord spoke by the servant of saying, and the Lord spoke by his servant, the prophet, saying, because Manasseh, king of Judah, hath done those abominations, and hath done wickedly above all that the Amorites did, which were born before him, and hath made Amorite Judah also to sin with his idols. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, behold, I am bringing such evil upon Jerusalem and Judah, that whosoever heareth of it, through his ears shall tingle. And I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria and the plummet of the house of Ahab, and I will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipeth a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. And I will forsake the raiment of my inheritance and deliver them into the hand of their enemies, and they shall become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies, because they have done that which is evil in my sight and have provoked me to anger. Since the day their father came forth out of Egypt, even unto this day. Moreover, Manasseh shed innocent blood very much, till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to the other. Besides, his sin wherewith he made Judah to sin, in doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh, and all that he did, in his sin that he sinned, and they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Manasseh slept with his father, and his buried in the garden of his own house, in the garden of Uzzah. And Amon, his son, reigned in his stead. Amon was 22 years when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Meshulemeth, the daughter Haruz of Jotba. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, and as his father Manasseh did. And he walked in all the way that his father walked in, and served the idols that his father served, and worshipped them. And he forsook the Lord God of his fathers, and walked not in the way of the Lord, in the way of the Lord. And the servants of Amon conspired against him, and slew the king and his own house. And the people of the land slew all them that had conspired against King Amon. And the people of the land made Joshua, the son, king in his stead. Now the rest of the acts of Amon, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And he was buried in his sepulcher in the garden of Uzzah. And Josiah, his son, reigned in his stead. Chapter 22. Joshua was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years. In Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jedidah, the daughter of Adiah of Bosca. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the way of God his father, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And it came to pass in the 18th year of King Joshua that the king sent Shaphan, the son of Azariah, the son of Meshullam, the scribe, to the house of the Lord, saying, go up to Hilkiah, the high priest. He may sum the silver which he bought unto the house of the Lord, which the keepers of the door have gathered of the people, and let them deliver it into the hand of the doors of the work, and have the oversight of the house of the Lord, and let them give it to the doers of the work, which is in the house of the Lord, to repair the beseech of the house into carpenters and builders and masons, and to buy timber and hew stone to repair the house. Howbeit there is no reckoning made with them of the money that is delivered into the land, because faithfully in Hilkiah the high priest said unto Shaphan, the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. And Shaphan, the scribe, came to the king and brought the king word again and said, thy servant gave God the money that was found in the house and have delivered it into the hand of them that do the work, that have the oversight of the house of the Lord. In Shaphan, the scribes showed the king, saying, Hezekiah, the priest hath delivered me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the book of the law, that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah the priest and Hakim the son of Shaphan, the Akbar, the son of Micaiah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah the servant of the king, saying, go ye, inquire the Lord for me, and for the people, and for all Judah, concerning the word of this book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our fathers have not hearkened unto the words of this book, to the according unto all that which is written concerning us. So Hilkiah the priest, and Hakim, and Akbor, and Shaphan, and Asaiah went up unto Hulda, the prophetess, the wife of Shillem, the son of Tikva, the son of Harhas, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college, communed with her. And she said unto him, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, tell the men that set you to me, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon this place, and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the words of the book which the king of Judah hath read, because they have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, and they might provoke me to anger with all the words of their hands. Therefore, wrath kindled against this place, and shall not be quenched. But to the king of Judah, which sent you to inquire of the Lord, thus shall ye say to him, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, as touchest the word which thou hast heard, because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou heardest what I spat against this place, and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become the desolation of a course, and hast rent thy clothes and wept before me, I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. Behold, therefore, I will gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered unto thy grave in peace, and that I shall not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place. And they brought the king word again. Praise God. Once again, praise God. We thank you for joining us on today. That concludes the reading of God's holy word out of 2 Kings chapter 22. Praise God. And we will continue forth on tomorrow, Friday. Praise God, with the conclusion of the weekly reading, Genesis to Revelation. We continue with chapter 23 of the Second Kings. We look forward to joining you on tomorrow. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. God bless the word. Amen.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.